Thanks for tuning in to KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzak. It's now 38 minutes after 8. Joining us this morning, we have Paul Robbins, Jr. He's here to give us some information about the Veterans of Foreign Wars and help to dispel, I guess, some myths. Correct?
Yeah, just some misinformation in general around the club. We actually have an event Thursday. I'm calling the Who We Are question and answer and potluck. That's open to all veterans and families and their guests to come in and just find out what the Veterans of Foreign Wars is. Talking to people around Ketchikan, talking to people around the country, actually, as I've traveled or just on Facebook, I've unfortunately found that a lot of people think the VFW is just a place where old veterans go to drink beer and tell war stories. And while that is an option, if you wanted to, that is not the purpose of the VFW. The VFW is a 501c19 charity that is focused on taking care of veterans. We're chartered to have our own Veterans Relief Fund, which we maintain to help veterans. Most recently used it to help a Coast Guard family here in Ketchikan whose every possession except for the bags they brought with them was burned down in California in the wildfires sitting in storage. So we teamed up with the American Legion to give them some money to get them by until they can get that insurance claim in, you know. And that fund is for any veteran that's in distress. We're also a community organization who's dedicated to service. I like to say, you know, just because we hung up our uniform doesn't mean we've given up on the idea that we want to serve. That desire is still there. And one of the ways to do that is through organizations like the Veterans of Foreign Wars and the American Legion. So in May, we held a fundraiser and raised almost $1,700 for Women in Safe Homes, one of the local women shelters, or domestic abuse shelters, I should say, here in Ketchikan. We're about to do a fundraiser for Ketchikan Youth Baseball. It's just all about being a great member of the community and serving, continuing to serve. That's what the VFW is about.
Who is eligible to be involved with VFW?
Great. The difference, and people get this confused a lot, between the American Legion and the VFW, and what's the difference? In order to be in the Veterans of Foreign Wars, first of all, you have to have served honorably, which means your discharge has to be either a general or honorable. Second, you have to have served and deployed in support of a foreign war. And the way that is verified is that you show on your DD-214, which is the form you get when you get out of the military, on there must be a campaign medal from one of the wars that the United States has fought in, or one of the conflicts that we've fought in. The only exception to that, and it's not really an exception because technically we're still at war with Korea. So, but if you serve in Korea, anywhere near the DMZ for 30 consecutive days or 60 non-consecutive, you get the Korean Defense Medal, and that also makes you eligible.
And it's any age. Like you said, a lot of people think it's just older veterans, but really any veteran.
Absolutely. And one of the reasons I'm having this Q&A and trying to recruit so heavily to those of my generation is they need to understand that the VFW and this organization has been run for decades now by our Vietnam brothers and sisters. They've been keeping the VFW going. The youngest ones of them, the ones that joined at 16 and 17, are now in their 70s and still trying to run these clubs. And it's our turn to come forward and lead this organization. And the reason it's so important to lead it, people don't understand, even if community service isn't your thing, recognize what these organizations do for us. The VFW in the past year has testified before Congress 35 times on behalf of veterans benefits. If there's been a veterans benefits bill passed through Congress in the past 50 years, the VFW has been a major push of that and the reason it's gone through. Do you enjoy your forever GI Bill where you get to your college, your GI Bill used forever? There's no longer an ending point for it. That's because of the VFW and the American Legion, these veterans organizations who have so much power on the Hill. And if you want these organizations to continue, if you want your benefits and veterans benefits and people taking care of veterans to continue, then my generation, the post 9/11 Gulf War veterans, we need to take over. We need, and they want us to. That's another thing that a lot of people I've talked to, especially my generation, seem to think is, oh, I'm just going to come in there and the Korea guys and the Vietnam guys are just going to tell us, hey, Junior, just sit down, you know, and shut up and be here because this is our club. And it's not true. I'm the post commander. I'm 35. I'm a post 9/11 vet and I'm the post commander here. I was an officer at my previous post. They're actually asking us to come in. You know, they've done it for decades and they're ready for us to come in and take the lead and make it our organization.
What are you looking for commitment-wise? Are you looking for people to serve as officers, to help out with various activities? What commitment, I guess, is there if you if you walk in that door?
Well, there's varying levels of commitment. For one, we just need voting members. I mean, just coming to a meeting once a month, having your voice heard and voting on what the club's going to be doing in the future, our different benefits, how we do business. Just voting is important. So just having more members would be important and having them vote. But we also do need officers as well to step forward and take some of these officers' positions from the guys who have been doing it for 20, 30 years and lead it into the future. But that the most important thing I want to tell these guys that are my age and younger now is it really is your organization. Come in and make it what you want it to be. The only thing you can't change is the fact that we will always be a veterans advocacy organization. That is always going to be our focus. But there's just so much room to make it what we want it to be as far as community service and as a club. So there's just a lot of wiggle room there for them to come in, and they can come in and just be a voting member, or they can come in right away, and we've got some officer positions you could take as well.
Are there any kind of financial commitments, or through your fundraising it pays for everything, or how is it?
There are financial commitments for the individual. There is an annual fee to be a member, which I think right now for our club is $25 annually. It's not much, really. We just want you to show up and volunteer and be a part of the activities that take place so we can support our community and support veterans. The only other cost is the running of the club, and that's, again, our post home, as we call it, which we use for all of our fundraisers and community support. So keeping that running has some costs associated with it, but we have our fundraisers and different things that keep that going, but we need members to support those as well.
Okay, and you talked about the belief that, or the thought that a lot of people have, that it's just a place that older veterans hang out and drink beer or whatever and tell war stories. What things do happen there? You mentioned there's the meetings. What types of activities, I guess, happen at the post?
Well, really anything can happen, but we have, for example, every Friday we have burgers and steaks for the community. It's not open to the public. We can't be open to the public because we're a private club. However, any member can sign you in so you can come get a burger and steak, and we always have members there on Friday. And that's just a good way to bring families in. We open that up to bring families in so they could have a good meal in our place. It's $6.50 for a big burger and fries, or $15 for a big cut of New York steak from Tatsuta's and fries. It's a pretty great deal for them, and that raises money for our Veterans Relief Fund. We hold birthday parties there. We've hosted a couple of bachelorette parties, some wedding receptions. I mean, just like when I grew up back in Morris, Illinois, I grew up around the VFW. We had all of our sports banquets there, major occasions, because we've got a big hall upstairs for that, in addition to the regular downstairs eating area with our full kitchen and bar. So the range of activities there is pretty large.
Is that something people can rent out, or you have to be sponsored by a member?
No, the community can rent it out. For the entire day, it's $125, and that gets you access to the big room upstairs with all the tables, which is usually our bingo hall, but obviously can be used for just about anything, and as well as the downstairs area, full kitchen, the bar. A bartender can be paid for. That's additional $20 an hour to have a bartender there. But, the hall can be rented out by just about anyone.
Interesting. Okay.
Of course, members will get first priority.
Okay, makes sense. Anything else you wanted to speak about?
Just our upcoming fundraiser. I want to put the word out for that if we could. It's October 13th and 14th. Originally, the All-American Breakfast was only October 14th, but we wanted to open it up for people who had church on Sunday or just didn't want to watch football. So what essentially it is you show up for $20 a person. You get pancakes, four pieces of bacon and eggs, a big breakfast. You get entered into a chance for the door prize, which was donated by Tongass Trading. It's a Mossberg Patriot package, so you get to choose whether it's a 243, 270, or 30-06 rifle with scope and covers. So somebody's going to walk away with that. And, of course, you get to watch the Seahawks play the Raiders on our brand-new flat screens we've put in there. And if, like I said, if you're not interested in football but you still want to support Ketchikan Youth Baseball, Little League Baseball, which is what this is raising money for, you can come on Saturday morning and all the same things except for football.
Okay.
And you get tickets by coming to our VFW, which is right across from Peace Health, and you can get them from the bartender, or you can just go online on Facebook and message us or email us, which is also online, and I'll come get you the tickets.
Can you get tickets that morning, or is it space limited? Or
well, especially for the football Sunday, because the limited seatings, we're only selling 50 tickets total, so you might not be able to get that one. But I guarantee on Saturday we'll sell them at the door if they want them.
Okay, very good. All right, thank you very much. Paul Robbins from the Veterans of Foreign Wars. It is 48 minutes after 8.